Spacecast. I am your host, Aaron Salazar, with my gracious co-host, Michael Harriman.
Michael Patrick Harriman. Amen, sorry, brother. Man. That's all right.
It's all good.
That's one, but that's okay.
How you doing, man?
doing good. Raging it, yeah, as always.
Raging like a Cajun?
Yeah, I got my cold taste of the Rockies here in my hand.
Yeah, the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the dome.
You could kill a werewolf with this thing.
Yeah.
So they say.
So, you're here for the podcast.
Yeah.
You had such a fun time last time, we brought you back.
Yeah, you know, I just can't stay away.
And by we, I mean the royal we.
You, yourself, and you.
Yes.
That's still it. That works.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're going to shoot the shit for about an hour. Should be fun. Yeah?
Yeah, let's rock it. I'm down. I'm excited.
Let's do it. All right. So,
and this is going to be terrible, by the way.
This
is going to be like the worst one yet. So thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We had we should have said idea. Who?
What?
Wait, who?
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. There. All right. Like, without comment. So we have music news in general.
No, you have to start with Behind Space news.
That's
right?
Music. Because we make music in Behind Space.
Oh. Well, you're the lead. I'm sorry. Yeah, all right.
Thank you. Yes. We are the official podcast of BehindSpaceMusic.com.
Yeah.
Behind Space on Facebook, on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff. Fun stuff. So, we are in the middle of recording our album right now. We have all the music pretty much done up. We have two songs with vocals that are pretty much ready. We just got to cut them up. We just got done with the full arrangement on one song that I gotta mix through. So we are actually making good progress. We have five songs, two almost in the bag.
All right.
Just gotta get the vocals.
Just getting like an EP.
EP, yeah. I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, we've been working on it for so long, and it's been so long since the last one. You might as well just call it an album.
Okay.
I guess, I don't know.
You excited about any of them in particular?
In particular. There's a couple of them that are, like, really good. Like, the mood is really right. But they all have, like, they all fall in the same umbrella, like, vibe-wise. Like, some of them are soft, some of them are hard, some of them have a little...
It's like reading the newspaper. It's all
something
like...
Something like that, yeah. You don't want to go for that.
No.
No.
You gotta mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I know.
But, I don't know, the songs are good. And it's really aggressive. The way that guy sings the vocals... It's really...
That guy.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Anyways, the way that he sings the vocals, it's just really aggressive and in your face. And it kind of matches the music. Because the music at times is in your face, but even sometimes it's still kind of vibey and kind of soft. Mm-hmm. And it has a nice counterpoint to it.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I think it has a nice vibe. But it's like, not every song is the same, but... has the same DNA in it.
Yeah, that's how you usually, when I listen to your beats, I can always know that it's your beat. You always have this kind of ambient driving beat. It's kind of crazy.
Me and this other guy talked about the amalgamation of our influences, how they kind of like come in there subtly. Like, I listen to a lot of hip-hop or classical music or soul, and I don't make hip-hop, classical music, or soul, but some of those little parts kind of creep in. Same with, you know, if I listen to 80s synth-pop or whatever.
Same
kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So it just comes in naturally. It's the same thing with the vocals, the synths, the beats, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
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 And same with you're saying with the lyrical content, it kind of comes in there every once in a while. Yeah, like you listen to that guy's voice, and it kind of, let me try to think. You just know it's him because he has a distinct quality about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You just pick it right up.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of crazy because I'm in the same kind of way. The music that I listen to and the music that I like actually create is always very similar. I like to deviate sometimes, but when I'm actually creating music, I'm really listening to the music that I'm creating. That's genre.
Also, when you listen to a lot of the music that you listen to a lot, and then you try to make that music at the same time in parallel, you kind of draw, you kind of, not exactly copy or steal, but you subliminally take stuff away from that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're making in that same kind of music. It's the same thing with...
Yeah, you definitely draw like a swing or something out of it. You're
exactly.
listening to...
Or just a chord progression
or even
whatever.
The human element in it. Yeah. A band that's been recorded, all the people are in the same room recording the same song, and it really has like a human element. It's there's no real metronome to it. When you do it on the computer or something like that, you need that. But it's I don't know. Yeah, something that has a real human or like a real good feel. Sweet stuff.
But I was saying like when you're listening and like taking in a lot of that music that you make yourself, sometimes subliminally you take some of that without knowing it. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember Dane Cook. He got popped for stealing the Louis C.K. jokes.
Uh-huh.
And his thing was like he just heard it somewhere.
Same
and
with Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, I guess. But
you're a big fan of him.
Yeah, he's a fake Mexican.
Yeah, that guy likes him a lot.
He does?
I know he does.
That's an unconfirmed fact. Okay. But he heard a Louis C.K. joke, and he kind of like subliminally used that joke in the stand-up. So he didn't know he was stealing. Not stealing, but he didn't know he was referencing that, but it just happened organically.
Hmm.
So I guess that's kind of the counterpoint of what we do with Behind Space. It's kind of like we kind of go outside of the box of what we actually listen to.
Oh.
We kind of make our own stuff, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I have to tutor our own.
That's what you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you do it in the first place.
You don't want to be derivative or timestamp your shit. It's like putting auto-tune on something.
But any artist does that. Is you're not really satisfied with what's out there, so you kind of have to create your own. The writer has to write his own stories. Storyteller has to create his own. And it's the same with the musician. Yeah. You know, I got to write my own stuff to really be happy with music. Mm-hmm. It's like I listen to music and I'm just like, oh, I got to go play.
Exactly. We've talked about this on the podcast before where, at least for me personally, when I listen to other stuff that's in the, like just in the general gist, genre-wise of what we make or what I like, I get pumped up. I get all competitive. Like, I want to do better than that guy.
Oh,
definitely. I know I can do better than that guy. It sounds messed up and kind of sportsmanlike, but it's like natural for me.
No, you got to want it. That's how. Yeah. That's where drive comes from.
Yeah, at least for me, because I'm not a naturally creative and artistic person, I got to pump myself up to get to that point where I actually do music.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm wired, though.
I have to say about that.
Super bullet. All right, let's
killing werewolves.
Killing werewolves. All right, current section.
Current
news
the
in
news.
General. What is new with you?
What is new with me? Are we're talking about like in my life,
in
or we're talking
life.
About in the world?
In your life, man.
In my life.
We're here to talk about life.
Some super cool stuff, I guess. What's been going on?
Don't bury the lead, man. You're wearing an eye patch.
Oh, all right. Actually, it's not on right now. I'll put it on for me talking about wearing an eye patch.
Great audio.
So, I was gaming on my computer the other night, and my right eye started going cross and then snapping back normal, and it was doing this like every second. Like, so it was pretty violent, and I didn't know what was happening, and it really kind of freaked me out. So I stopped what I was doing, and I turned off my computer and like laid down, and eventually I got to the point where I had to put an ice pack on it, and I took some Benadryl because I thought I was having an allergy. I don't know why. My head was going crazy. But 2 hours later, I got my eye to settle down. I went to the eye doctor, and he said that actually one of my eyes is off axis. So they had to, and I wear glasses, so they have to add a prism into one of my lenses. So I have like one Coke bottle lens and one normal lens. And it cost me like $140 just out of the blue. But because one of my eyes was off axis, it was always trying to correct itself. And and eventually just gave up. And that was like the muscle freaking out on it.
Huh.
So hopefully that's a diagnosis.
So is the
axis right.
Was off track? Like the center part or the whole retina?
I don't know. Well, like my right eye looks down like a half,
beat
or whatever.
The physical eye, not the whole socket.
No, yeah, it's a physical eye. Like, what I'm looking at, like a chameleon can look with one eye one way and the other. I'm like that. And it probably comes from, like, years and years of making funny faces and my parents saying, like, don't do that. It'll stick like that. I'm like, whatever, I'll cross my eyes or, you know, play ping pong with my eyeballs and stuff. Like, I can do all kinds of crazy stuff with my eyes.
I can't even do that.
You can shake them, like, Like you gotta.
You gotta do a lot of drugs.
Like the Tremors. Yeah. No, I could do it like when I was a kid. Probably. Yeah, I used to always want all kinds of attention, so I could do like I could do great faces. Like I can do like a good monkey face. Like check this one out. Yeah. This is a good one for good radio. Audio. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a monkey.
That's a good monkey, huh? Yeah, you pull the ears out. Uh-huh. And I can do the Predator. Yeah. Check this out. You like pull your lips out and you can see all your teeth and stuff. Yeah. So anyway, but I would do crazy things with my eyes just to get attention too. And I wonder if that's what happened. But now one of my eyes is just off axis. So I need a prism to actually bend the light down to the eye so my eye will go correct.
It automatically goes forward to counterbalance.
Yeah, it'll count it. So, yeah.
Well, actually, I had kind of not the same exact thing, but I had a thing where my face, my cranial plates were off. So my whole socket was down.
Oh, that sucks.
So, but I've been doing acupuncture for the past couple weeks and actually moved my cranial skull so my eyes are even now. Like, it looked straight and everything was fine with the actual eyes, but my whole, like, socket was down.
It's like a world of... Do you notice it?
I noticed it, but it came in and out. Like, the evidence of it came out. Like, if I was hungover or if I was, like, drunk, you could really see it. But if I was normal, it was fine. But literally, the acupuncture put like needles in my skull, and they like, moved the plates around.
He put that one in your. I can't believe he put one in your lip.
My lip.
You had a big old bruise there for a while. Yeah. That was funny.
I had one in my temple today.
Oh, that sounds weird.
The weirdest one was on top of my skull. I just couldn't move my jaw because it like acted weird. Like it just felt weird. Like, it's fine. It works though. My stroke stuff's almost gone.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's sweet. All right.
Well, last time we talked to you, you just got back from Haiti, and we went through the whole spiel. Not spiel. I'm sorry about that. Your whole story about Haiti.
Yeah.
So, what were you doing in the interim since the last time we've talked to you?
I went up to, we had, like, did we have Thanksgiving? Birthday. I turned pretty old. Crazy because, like, when you're 30, then you're 30. When you're, like, 20, you're, like, in your 20s. But, like, now I'm... But, I mean, I believe 30-something.
I mean, it's kind of cheesy to say, but 30s... People say 30s is the new 20. I kind of believe that. Like, at least for males, we don't get to our quote-unquote peaks until we're, like, 35, where girls is 25.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, like, we can actually find ourselves in, like... see what we want to do and not until we're 30. Like, usually 20s, you're just fucking around.
Oh, definitely. And that I did nothing with my
20s. Way, yeah, you had to be on top of your stuff and on top of everything by the time you got out of college. But, like, we didn't go to a regular college, so, like...
Yeah.
I just got into my thing when I was 28. I'm fine if I got a toilet away until I'm 35.
Oh, yeah. People aren't getting married till 35
I'm not
seeing,
like, the cold breath of death in the back of my neck or nothing like that.
Oh, no. No. Life's just getting started, pretty
much.
But,
like, I don't feel bad about people my age becoming lawyers and shit like that. Like, I don't care. I don't really give a shit about that. I feel fine. I still feel, it sounds cheesy, but also, again, but, like, I feel young inside.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I feel old, but...
Well, my personal lifestyle would not allow me to actually, like, be an old soul. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I love to go out and meet new people and be... You know, I love the freshness of everything. I don't want to settle in my ways.
Yeah. It would slow everything down.
It really would, yeah. And it wouldn't make me happy on top of that. You know, can't slow down. Got to keep moving.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Hey, I got a blind date tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, Saturday night.
Saturday, yeah.
I've had one blind date, I guess, kind of. That didn't really count. Okay, so this will be my first blind date that I've ever had. I guess some girl saw a picture... of me, okay, my sister-in-law, this is going to get complicated. So this girl got a picture of me somehow, thought I looked cute, and wanted to meet up and go out for drinks, so she's same age as me, and I'm totally down. I'm like, all right, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, dude.
Let's make it happen. So we're going to go down to a brewery, the Stone Brewery here in San Diego, and see what goes on.
Oh, the IPA build, the big one?
I've never been there. But
Neither have I. I mean, I've heard about it. But
yeah. I know somebody that goes there and gets, like, growlers and stuff from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those beer...
It's like a big jug.
Beer aficionados or beer snobs. Yeah. I know those people.
Swanee.
Fuck, I'm drinking steel reserve.
Yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
Yep, drinking.
Beer break. Mm. Mm. So good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't burp right now.
Yeah. Well, it's just the beer's getting warm by the time we get to the bottom. Yeah. The tall cans, that's what happens.
So you were up north, like up north. You said Northern California, right?
Yeah, Northern California. I got some friends up there. I'm actually a 215, Proposition 215 in California. They have medicinal cannabis, and I have been prescribed that for a medical condition. And so I was up there working on a, I guess I was just working that kind of scene. And I came back, and it's all legal, everything I do up there, of course.
Yeah.
And I just basically paid for my Haiti trip, finished paying it off because I owed a bunch of money.
Really?
From it. I kind of did everything on spec as far as the
lodging and all that stuff.
Yeah, lodging and, well, I got the lodging, the food and the lodging was paid for, but everything else was not.
Like,
so I had all my medication, everything I had to bring down there for school. Yeah, right. My plane ticket, coming back, everything. Okay. Like that was all on my dime, and I live by the seat of my pants.
Yeah,
I lived on a school bus for a year and a half, and then, you know, I just kind of roll with the punches a lot of times. So I didn't have a lot of money, and I kind of did it on spec, like on sink or swim, like make a man out of myself or not. So I ended up making a man out of myself, but I had to go up and I found up just some good pickup work up north, which was sweet, you know. And that's a lot of fun, you know. I always think about like the dude sitting in Pennsylvania who's like got nothing, like all he wants to do is like have some sort of substance to like take him away from his moment in life, like his, he just got off work and he just has nothing or whatever, and I'm there with like fields of green and beer and you know.
Well, your job kind of makes people happy, so you can't really take anything wrong with that, really, when you think about it.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's not like you're growing poppy fields down in Columbia or nothing like that.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely medicinal. And the way I need it is absolutely medicinal as well. So
exactly.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. And it's a cash crop for the world. I just feel it needs to be legalized, not because for the reason it needs to be regulated. On that note, because
not everybody should smoke.
No, not everyone should smoke. It shouldn't be as available.
Not everybody should
as it
drink.
Is. Yeah, exactly. It should be regulated on that because it's access, because it's the black market. 14-year-olds have access to it, just like you know, just like anybody else. And then on top of that, like the pesticides, the things that people do to make their product good, is not regulated by any means. People just like.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to get it out there.
It's like anything else. It's like they stomp, like they just quote unquote stomp on it or boil it down to make it cheaper or cheaper to make.
Yeah, cheaper
so
to make.
It
saves and so,
money. It's like any other business.
Yeah, and then it hurts the consumer in the end. And if it was regulated, it would be a lot better.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Mom and pop will go out of style if it gets regulated. But we'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
It'll be like cornfields in the middle of the country and everybody...
Exactly. Monsanto coming
everybody
in.
Everybody will have to buy from the same... What was it? Cornfields that everybody had to buy from the same source? Was that...
The Monsanto. They all have to... Because it's genetically engineered and like a special... what's it called? It's like a bug spray resistant strain so that you can spray the crops and then...
So if you look at... If you drive through the Midwest like we did last summer, like you saw the same barrels of corn or the big rolls of corn sitting on every single field because they all have to buy from the same person.
All the same people. So and if it like blows over the highway and you don't have like that thing and they find out that you're growing their crop even though the seeds blow over the highway or something like that, they'll come and like... They'll crush you. Yeah, it gets all corporate.
It's like time. Like after a certain while, they die or some weird stuff like that. I forget.
Yeah, they're not. Well, corn in particular is the only known. It's like it's domesticated. It's a domesticated plant.
Yeah.
It does not survive without human interaction. There's no way it will reproduce itself. It needs man.
It did back in the day, though.
Well, it started from wheat, and then it came from. That's like the original, and then it. Came out of that, slowly cultivated by Indians into corn. But so it needs man. It's domestic. It's like, you know,
cornbread's cool.
Cornbread.
I like cornbread.
Cornbread with butter. and you warm it up, put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. Corn on the cob's good.
I haven't had that in a while.
Do you like to do like the typewriter? Like you do it like
Yeah,
like turn it.
I don't do the serpentine fashion where I go back and forth, back and forth. I go zip, go back, zip, go back.
Like a typewriter. You go from one angle. Yeah, you start from the left every time or something.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's good.
I wonder how I do it. I gotta pay attention.
I don't usually put butter on my corn on the cob either.
No?
I used to. It's not like it doesn't taste good. I just don't like the effort behind it.
It depends where you get the corn on the cob. Because if it's like KFC corn on the cob, usually it's terrible. And it's been like flash frozen. And you need something to give it that cut through the mush. Yeah. But the stuff we get around here is usually pretty fresh.
I used to eat creamed corn a lot.
You used to eat it a lot?
Oh, when I was a kid.
Like, you just heat it up and eat it with a spoon?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
We used to do regular corn, we just, like, boil it. Like, you know how you, like, boil carrots or something like that?
Yeah.
Do that shit with corn?
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, but I used to use cream corn back in the day.
Just with a spoon?
Yeah.
All right.
Some ghetto-ass shit.
Yeah, that seems way ghetto.
it tastes good, man. I like corn.
No, cream corn's good. My brother used to cut it off with a knife and then eat the kernels. That seems weird.
Yeah. I didn't have popcorn. No, I had popcorn when I went to a movie.
Oh, I love popcorn.
Butter that crap up. diabetes spray, they put it on it.
Oh, the people can... there's like a fine line, though, where you can overdo popcorn. You can have it and it can be like perfect butter and salt, but then you add like a few more shakes of salt and you're like, this is terrible.
Well, at the movie theater, when they have the corn, like the popcorn and the butter like pump,
yeah,
like it only goes on the top, so when you get to the bottom, it's like pure salt and all popcorn. It's like the butter does not go down. Like they should butter it when they give you the popcorn, like do it in layers.
Yeah, and it's really like oil. I think it's like the oil of butter. Yeah. You know when you melt butter and it settles, you have like the oil on top and the butter on the bottom. Yeah. I think they scrape the oil off and that's what you get is your butter. It's like butter flavored oil, but it doesn't even taste like butter.
I've heard stories of fat people at movie theaters just getting shots of the butter and just drinking that straight up at the theater.
Why would you do that?
Because you are fat and you have no self-control.
But that's like beyond no self-control. That's like...
You're trying
to be more fat.
Like you've heard of like deep fried butter at like state fairs?
Yeah.
Like Paula Deen has that shit. Deep fried butter. You just put in the corn or the bread stuff. Deep fry it.
I'm down with it like at the fair.
But like you're
like because you're at the fair.
Yeah, you're trying hard if
you're gonna have deep fried butter or funnel cake or something crazy, deep fried whatever. I'm down.
Yeah.
But because you're at the fair, but not like at the movies. Like that's just like an everyday, almost like a.
It's like drinking like I don't know, like drinking syrup straight up with nothing or something. I don't know.
Chugging syrup like Super Troopers.
I remember when I was a kid, we like almost never had butter. Like my mom always had margarine.
What? Yeah, your mom's like a total like food connoisseur.
Back in
the
day, we were like total health nuts when we were kids. Like me and my brother, we were like no sugar cereals. We're eating
Are you kidding me?
Multigrain Cheerios.
I can't believe I'm not a diabetic. My mom had no regulation on the sugar on our cereals. Like we'd have Frosted Flakes and it would be like 20 scoops of sugar to the point where you would drink the milk and there was a huge layer of sugar on the bottom of it.
Shit.
There's no joke. There's no regulation on the sugar in my house.
Well, I guess it's weird because my brother and I are both natural, like, I don't know. We're both healthy. We're both unhealthy right now. But, like, back in the day, we were like any other kids. Like, we wouldn't eat the broccoli. We wouldn't eat spinach. Or we would eat it. They would force us to eat it. Like, we were any other kids like that. But everything else, like, it was kind of natural for us. Like, so we'll still eat healthy cereal and stuff like that. Like I don't like, but it's like natural. It's like listening, like when we were growing up, we had soul music playing in the car when we were kids, so naturally we like that stuff. It's kind of the same thing with eating the healthy stuff when you're a kid.
All right.
Like butter and margarine is interchangeable to me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What about mayonnaise and Cool Whip?
I hate mayonnaise.
Wait, not is that Cool Whip? Wait, that's terrible. Mayonnaise and Cool Whip. It's like, wait, Cool Whip is like whipped cream.
Yeah.
Wait, mayonnaise and Miracle Whip.
I hate both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't think, I can't tell the difference, but people like swear up and down on it.
I don't know. Yeah. I never had that growing up. Oh, I had like I don't like, I don't get like ketchup. It's just,
you gotta be one. Part like English.
No, it's not to, like, English. Mayonnaise. It's just, it's literally, for lack of a better term, gringo food.
It's, yeah, it's pretty gringo food.
Like, I don't know what it was, I don't know.
I don't think Mexicans eat mayonnaise.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
White people eat mayonnaise.
That's a white people
pretty
food.
Much. Yeah, but I can't eat any chili out of anywhere because I was spoiled when I was a kid.
Yeah, your mom makes like emerald chili with chocolate.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. She's a nut job.
But she's awesome.
Yeah.
On the same note.
A-okay.
She's alright. She's alright.
Yeah. So and dovetail to your current news to my current news since
yeah,
right here.
Let's get into your current news. What's going on,
this
Aaron?
This is our final podcast in this location.
What?
Yeah, I know. And without that other person to be here to witness this occasion.
I can't believe
that was forced. Sorry.
No, I that's all right. It hasn't happened for a little bit, so yeah, we had to bring it back. We had to bring it back. We had to warm it up.
All right. Yeah, so the last podcast from this location, I'm actually moving from my place in Ocean Beach to another place in Ocean Beach right down the street. So it's going to be different. The same mics are going to be used. The same computers are going to be used. It's just in a different physical location. So
you don't have the beach? You don't have the ocean right outside?
Not right outside, no.
Oh, this place is so nice for that.
One block. Oh. I can literally wake up and stumble to the ocean still.
All right.
I can live with that.
And so, I think that you need to address something else that has happened in this place.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I was going to do that next.
Were you going to... Yeah. Am I burying the lead?
No, that's all good.
Don't bury the lead.
Darren, okay. You have an eye patch. I got my car stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron's car got stolen.
I got my car got stolen on Tuesday morning, which today is Thursday night. So, I don't know what the fuck happened. I was sleeping. Yeah, my carport has a gate around.
Yeah, this place is gated. There's no reason for this.
I go out to my car to go to work at 9 in the morning. I come out, I look at my carport, I'm like, my car's not there. What the shit? I was like, maybe I parked and I forgot because my memory's bad. I checked the street, blah, blah, blah. No, nothing.
Checked the lawns, everywhere.
Yeah. I thought maybe I slept, parked my car, you know, anything's possible. Go back, nothing. So my car got jacked. And nothing valuable is in the car, just my mic, or a shitty mic, not the mic you're listening to right now, obviously. I had shoes, I had clothes, I had a frying pan in there, I had my work stuff, so if anything leaks out about my work, it's not on me. It's on those fucking tweakers that stole my car.
Son of a bitch.
I saw
those guys. There's a video, actually.
Yeah, we have video cameras in the car lot, and I saw the video, and those two white trash motherfuckers looked like tweakers. Or
son of a bitch. I can't believe that happened, dude. That's a...
Go ahead. Shoot off.
All right. It's not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not.
It's not the first time. I was with Aaron the first time his last Honda got stolen. He had a Honda Civic black. Was it black?
A Honda Accord.
Was it an Accord?
Yeah.
So that's his second Honda Accord that's been stolen.
Yeah, sweet irony.
So the first time we were up in northern San Diego in Escondido, we were just stopping at our friend's house, and it was raining, and we were only running in. We were picking someone up or something.
We were picking something up.
Yeah, something up or someone. We were doing something. Maybe playing some video games for 45 minutes afterwards. But anyway, we were doing something, and it was raining outside. We just got out of the car and, like, ran inside. And in San Diego, it never rains. So, of course, we're, like, freaked out as hell. And we just get out of the car. We, like, run into the apartment. Come out 45 minutes later, and there's another car parked in that parking lot. And there's in the parking spot. But there's only two visitor spots.
Yeah, there's only so many places we can park.
That you can park. So, it was like, wait. Wasn't your car just parked there? And there was definitely like a moment where we couldn't. We
thought we were lost.
We crossed dimensions.
We thought we time traveled.
Yeah, there was something going on. There's definitely a moment of confusion when your car is stolen and something else is parked there. And there's no broken glass or anything. And so we're like, all right. And so we just called the cops right away. I think the thing that pissed me off most about that is I bought a pack of cigarettes and it was unopened and I lost it. And someone stole my pack of cigarettes. But I also left my wallet in the car. So someone had my ID and everything like that. I also left, we had a cat carrier in the trunk. Remember that? Yeah. That was somebody else's. And then I had a paraphernalia, cannabis paraphernalia in there as well.
Can I finish?
Yeah. Can I add to this?
All right. Go. So we got we got stolen by whoever, but the kid got pulled over in
thirty minutes east of San Diego,
almost to the border, like to go to a chop shop or whatever. Is there a kid, like an illegal?
No, he had to have been like 2 hours east of San Diego.
He was an illegal kid, like he was illegal from Mexico, and he got pulled over. But since Mikey's paraphernalia was in the car when he got pulled over, he actually got popped for that paraphernalia. That brought a smile to everybody's face. So I got my car back. They tried to steal my stereo, didn't work.
Yeah, it was all tore up.
I remember that. They had a screwdriver in there. Like, I had to literally go in the back and like reconnect my stereo. But they didn't even see the six disc beneath it. Did you get your wallet back or not?
I didn't get my wallet back or my pack of cigarettes or the cat carrier was gone. It was like they emptied the whole car. But you got your car back.
Yeah.
But how long did that take?
It was less than a week.
It was less than a week.
And then I literally had to go out to El Centro or forgot where it was. Podunk, East San Diego, to go pick up my car and pay for it to get out of the lot.
Really?
Yeah.
So the guy was like running for the border with your car.
He was running for the border because I hear stories.
At least out of state.
I hear also El Centro has a lot of chop shops. Mm. So they might have been going to chop. Because with Honda Accords, you just chop it for parts.
Yeah.
Because my car's a piece of shit.
Mm.
I mean, I checked the Kelley Blue Book. It was like $4,000
for my
car. Or $5,000, I think.
They have a check. They have a major check stop. But it's coming east,
yeah,
from El Centro into San Diego. Yeah, it's a major check stop. It's not just Border Patrol. It's like it's got everything. If you look suspicious at all, they put you up on rafts and they look under your car and they tear it all apart.
Second call. I mean, the first call I made was to work, telling them I'm not coming to work. The second call was to the cops, so they have my shit on lock, or what, the cops aren't gonna find it or nothing like that. But
if
they get lucky and pull the guy over, he's screwed. We were talking earlier.
I really hope they catch the person.
I hope someone left some like really hard drugs in my car.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Gets arrested.
But yeah.
I swear to Christ, I think I know who stole it too.
That sucks too. I had something stolen from me. I had my piano, my keyboard, a $500 keyboard that I had for years and years and years. And when you have an instrument, it's like, it's a part of your life. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like a limb. When it was stolen from me, I went to a super dark place and I knew who stole it. And it pissed me off so much that I could not get there. It was so dark. What are you doing? That's not who stole it.
Yeah, it was.
Who stole my keyboard?
Dude, he did.
He did not steal your keyboard. I think you need an unconfirmed.
What?
Give it an unconfirmed. No, no, it's a low one.
I'm going high. You're going to go low.
No, all right.
I'm going to go high.
Okay, your unconfirmed's are high.
Okay.
Because
your unconfirmed's are low.
Mine are low, yours are high. All right, that sounds good. It's an unconfirmed. Because it was in it, but I know who did it. And there was they had like come into the house. It was bad. It was in a dark place. And I just don't like getting robbed. And worse than that is knowing who did it and you can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Because they flipped it.
They flipped it. It's already gone to the market and it's gone.
Some pawn shop in Montebello or some shit. Yeah. Like, I've been saying to myself all the time, I actually wish my car got stolen. I was telling you this earlier.
Your car is actually not bad to be stolen because you don't really...
I take care of it too much. I take care of it most of the engine. I change the oil and shit like that. But my brakes are going out.
You never change the air filter or spark plugs or anything.
Stuff like that. So, like, it was stuff that I want to run the car to the ground. I left, like, my last car, I did that. So, I'm kind of glad it got stolen. But I still have to spend money to get it.
I think we need to talk about your other car, your other Honda. Was it your Civic that you never have anymore?
No,
you had one. Remember the one where you got pulled over? Okay, I'm telling this story. Nothing to do with anything. Well, it has everything to do with everything, actually.
Yeah.
So I lived with Aaron for 2 years, and we lived in Whittier up in Los Angeles, Southeast Los Angeles, and we lived about two blocks away from 7-Eleven, and one day, Aaron's like, hey, you want anything from 7-Eleven? I'm like, yeah, it's Sunday morning. And I'm like, sure, man. And so I gave him some money and I told him what I wanted. And then he didn't come back that for the rest of the day. And I think I went to work and I came back and he wasn't there that night. And then I didn't hear from him for a couple days or like 3 days. And I just assumed that, you know, we're guys. Like maybe he just went off to a friend's house or went home or, you know, we don't really keep track of each other too much. And then his mom calls me up and says, hey, can you go pick up Aaron from jail? And I was like, what? And so Aaron had gone to, he got picked up for, was it not wearing your seatbelt?
Can I finish? I got pulled over for a DUI months and months and months before. Like I just got out of school, I finished an album. And I drank to celebrate the finishing of the album. We drank like a bottle of SoCo.
Alright, but we're talking about your missing car.
This is the story. Alright. So we drank a bottle of SoCo between two people. I left home at like 4 in the morning. I wasn't too drunk. I was drunk, but I wasn't like over the wall. It was a bad decision by me. But I was driving on the freeway, smoking a cigarette, listening to Howard Stern at like 4:30 in the morning. I get pulled over, so I get a DUI. You know, I think you had to pick me up that morning. I went in the drunk tank, and then I think you picked, or your old lady friend picked me up.
Oh, she picked you up?
I think, or you and her.
All right.
Yeah. So I got that. So, and then I, for some reason I was shitty back then. I forgot to go to court. So the cop
just slipped my mind.
The cop started. It was behind me. He ran my plates. I had a warrant for my out for my arrest. So he arrested me, put me in Whittier Jail, and then shipped me out to L.A. County. And I was in L.A. County for like a day and a half, 2 days. And that's when you got the call from my mom. I didn't know how she got the call. I don't even know who I didn't get.
You would probably call the bail bonds. Bail.
No, I
didn't. Somebody called you. Somebody called your mom.
Somebody. I don't know who. She was the registered owner of the car.
Oh, maybe that was what, but, what was up.
Yeah, so...
So I went and picked you up, and then your car went to impound.
Yeah.
And then it was impound. It had already been in impound for like 3 days. And when you're talking impound, you're like $80 a day or something stupid.
Yeah.
So at that point, it was like Aaron had to pay like all this money to get out of jail. And then he had to pay like, he had no money at all. And so the car just rotted in impound.
I literally, when you told me the price to get the car out, I was like, fuck this.
Fuck, I don't want this car anymore.
Yeah,
because
I was literally going to run that car into the ground.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of being handcuffed and...
Oh, yeah, I'm told
that. Why don't you tell this? This is, since we're kind of in currents, though.
Yeah, I got... Here in OB, I was on my way back home from work. Actually, lying, I went to the bar and then I went to work with friends. I had, like, one beer. But anyways, I was going my way, like...
Aaron likes a drunk drive, by the way.
It was one beer, fuck you. I was like 2 blocks away from home and the cop lit me up. I was like, all right, maybe my registration was up, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it was that because I'll get a fixed ticket. So he pulls me out, or the lady comes and talks to me, kind of see red license registration. I said, give her my license and insurance. And I was like, I'm out of registration. My paperwork's at home. Kind of fibbed to her a little bit. She's like, can you step out of the car for me, please? And I'm like, okay, maybe she's going to make me walk the line, blow in. I'd be fine. So she's like, can you please put your hands behind your back and blah, blah, blah. I was like, excuse me, miss, what is going on?
Like, so she like pulled you out of the car and
literally,
like,
and she didn't put cuffed, a gun, she didn't pull cuffed a gun you right on, away. She didn't pull a gun on me, that's good. But she's like, can you please step out of the car and put your hands behind their back and shit? She all handcuffs me. I'm like, excuse me, miss, can you tell me what's going on? I was like, just 6 seconds, sir, I'll let you know. And she's blah, blah, blah. And then she sits me back on the hood of the cop car, on the metal pole, the thing they have in the front. And then her partner just yells from the passenger seat, different middle name, different middle name. And then I connect this, literally, it's a big smile that's coming across my face. I'm like, oh, this is fucking wonderful. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm just going to write you a fixed ticket for the registration. It's just a rookie. And then the other cop is like explaining to her how you got. It was the same year.
This happened like a week ago. Huh?
Yeah, a week ago. And it was a different, same year of birth as well. And this is not the first time this has happened.
So the same name, same year of birth, different middle name.
Exactly. And apparently my mom, back in high school, she got a call from the cops looking for him. Back when I was in high school.
Really? So this kid's been in trouble for a while.
From La Mesa, which figures. Literally, she was so apologetic because she was a rookie, I think.
You probably already got two strikes. You better fly straight and narrow.
Shit, dude. I can't do nothing.
Yeah, no joke.
But it was like, literally afterwards, I'm like, I was just laughing the whole night until I went to sleep. Because it was the funniest thing in the world. I didn't hold any grudges against the cops. She more or less did nothing wrong, like morally wrong. She just fucked up. So, what am I going to do about it? It was just not fun to be handcuffed for a minute.
I think we could talk all day about all of the cop encounters that we've had. I never, ever, ever get pulled over. Like, never. I never have encounters with cops.
That's the first time I've been pulled over in like
honestly,
a year and a half.
Never. But when I'm with Aaron, I'd have to take my shoes off to count how many times I've had cop
old
encounters
Aaron,
with Aaron.
Old Aaron.
No, even dude, remember the motorhome? And we're taking pictures of the motorhome, and the cops come,
fun.
And they
that was not on me. Though.
And then, but they busted you.
That was not on me.
It wasn't on you. It was because we apparently looked shady because we were taking pictures of my motorhome. I was trying to sell it on Craigslist, and the cops come because someone calls because we're looking weird or something like that, and asked us to step out of the vehicle, sit us on the curb. And they run Aaron's stuff. They want to look inside my vehicle, and I don't want them to.
Yeah.
And they run Aaron's stuff, and they find out his license is suspended. So they try and use that against me. They blackmail me.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take this guy's license away if we you don't let us look in your vehicle. I'm like, you can't. That's my residence. I was like, that was my residence. That's registered as my residence. You cannot go inside without a warrant. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's a total dick. And I cursed him. I was really mean.
Yeah,
I was
mad. And I was like, yeah.
I was bad. I think I mad dogged him and cursed him with
a little bit.
I brought the evil spirits.
Yeah.
I think the Ouija board. Yeah. He needs to break some sort of evil spell after that.
What are your cops are dicks?
Yeah, I got dicked on hard. But that's just the one time when the cop pulled you over and was like, you're drunk, convinced you were drunk. And was like, I would pull you out of the car and like throw you in jail right away.
He thought I was tweaking.
No, he thought you were drunk. And then he's like, except for I got a priority call right now, right here on in Poway.
Pomerado. That was the guy.
No, not on Pomerado. On the one Metate.
Really? Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
yeah.
He got pulled over right there, and then he thought that you were drunk driving. You just get pulled over like ridiculous amounts. Or the one when you weren't wearing your seatbelt and the highway patrolman pulled us over.
That was funny though.
And
that was funny.
And then he like showed us his gun
like,
and his bullets.
He was showing us how he holds his gun. He's like, oh yeah, I should hold your gun like this. I can't put it any higher. I'll get in trouble.
Like I never have these encounters. I have friends that I've known for like my whole life and I never get pulled over with anyone. But when I'm with you, it's like only when you're by yourself at least.
Yeah.
Only when you're by yourself.
I've been pulled over like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But nothing bad happened, right? When you were with me, nothing.
No. Usually it's just kind of fun. Yeah,
yeah,
nothing
exactly.
Bad to me. Only
it's
bad things.
It's a story.
Yeah,
it's because the story you're telling
story.
Right now. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's break it up.
All right. Hey, guys. Goodbye. We'll see you in a little bit.
Peace.